Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to hit the bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. What's up, everybody? I was going to turn this into an article, but I realized it's just so much easier and more fun to just speak into the microphone. So here we go. I have a not-so-hot take, but we'll call it a hot take. I think SmackDown needs another hour. I know. Crazy, right? But hear me out. So I've been watching SmackDown. It's always a pleasurable experience to sit down for that two-hour block of wrestling. But in WWE's new quote-unquote renaissance era that they have not coined yet, they just said that right after WrestleMania, then never said it again. So whatever this Triple H newfangled storytelling era is, it's good. It's great. They are expanding exponentially. The company's getting bigger. They're hiring more talent. They're doing cross promotion with TNA. They're doing incredible production upgrades. They are synergizing with other sports like boxing and basketball and UFC, all these things. They're branching out. They're growing. But in that, they still have to produce a wrestling product. And one of those, you know, aspects of producing that product is PLEs or pay-per-views, whatever you want to call them. SummerSlam is their second biggest, right? No, Royal Rumble, it's their third biggest. It's the biggest party of the summer. And they're building towards their, August 3rd SummerSlam. And the card is shaping up. But every time I watch SmackDown, I realize that there are so many people who aren't being featured on the PLE. And because of that, they get no screen time on SmackDown. So you have your normal folks that you show up for. Cody Rhodes is going to be there. LA Knight is going to make an appearance. Bayley, Tiffany Stratton, Nia Jax. The core, you know, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, those folks are going to show up. They're going to show out. Oh, and the Bloodline, obviously. Sorry. They're going to show up and they're going to show out. And then you have a smattering of other folks on the car, on the roster, the SmackDown roster, who show up, fill time in that sort of 9 p.m. block right before the main event. You know, they have about 30 minutes. They'll get you a match. They'll get you a backstage segment. But you don't see everyone you may have wanted to see, you know? I think SmackDown needs another hour. Now that all the shows are shuffling, Netflix is taking Raw and pay-per-views, I believe. I don't know where SmackDown is going. I think they're going to USA. I can't remember. Wherever they go, they need an extra hour. Smash Cut 2. If we back up, when Raw was announced that it was going to be 3 hours, I think everyone had a collective sigh and said, what? 3 hours of wrestling? That's insane. And it was a rough start. I don't know if anybody remembers when Raw first got that extra hour. It was not great. It was just very long. It was a slog. There were lots and lots of sit down and talk segments. Everyone had a talk show. You know, they had The Miz had a talk show. Chris Jericho had a talk show. Friggin' Mick Foley had a talk. Everyone had a talk show. You had two chairs. You put two wrestlers in there. They jabbered on for no reason. And there was much less wrestling somehow in 3 hours and way more talking. But the talking never set up anything meaningful, or very rarely did. Now we're on the opposite end of that, where every speaking segment or sort of wrestler interview show in the ring is meant to further along a story or get somebody over. I think the last one I remember clearly was Miz calling out John Cena in that great segment where John Cena didn't come out and he was just supposed to be invisible. Pitch perfect. It was beautiful. Miz did a great job wrestling himself, put on a clinic. I would say that was a great Hall of Fame clip for Miz whenever he gets inducted, because you know he's getting inducted, guys. But Raw for 3 hours was just a lot of talking. Now it's a lot of wrestling, which I greatly appreciate. And now I'm on the other end saying I think SmackDown needs to add an extra hour so that folks like the Street Profits or Legado del Fantasma or Pretty Deadly, basically tag teams, can get some shine on SmackDown. The roster is obviously smaller on SmackDown, but that doesn't mean that they can't fill a lot of the time with rivalry matches, with qualifying matches for tag team gold. I mean, DIY didn't even show up on SmackDown this week because there was just no room for them based on the setup for SummerSlam, which is a shame. They just won their title a couple of weeks ago. They defended it last week, and then they're gone this week. They're tag team champs. They don't get to show up. They don't get to say anything. Maybe I missed something. I think I took 10 to 20 minutes to go bathe my son. So I maybe have missed them showing up, but I don't remember them. Every segment I saw, it had Logan Paul. It was LA Knight. You know, the usual crew that draws money on SmackDown. So I think an extra hour would go a long way to get more people over and to get more screen time for these folks who they've put on the show, like Baron Corbin or Apollo Crews, and that get no shine and can show out a little bit. Andrade took on Carmelo Hayes. I'm going to hit you with another hot take. They put on a great match. My hot take is neither one of them seem to be making too much of an impact. And I would go so far as to say Carmelo Hayes is becoming a very competent jobber on the roster. Just stuffing a hot take in there. I was watching the match and I was like, why did they make such a big deal out of Carmelo Hayes being a number one draft pick to SmackDown, and then they just have him lose consistently? He has no storyline. He doesn't really have a gimmick at the moment. He's supposed to be heel, but he doesn't. He's not feuding with anyone relevant. He's just kind of there to put on great matches. He's an incredible seller. The man flies around that ring. He's a great worker, but they haven't given him anything to do necessarily. Same thing with Andrade. The man has an immaculate finish. He's incredible in the ring, but I don't see how he fits into anything on the SmackDown brand right now, especially after going into Money in the Bank and then those two coming out, you know, losers, obviously. Where do they go from here? They end up, you know, not so much feuding with each other, but just kind of getting a match to get the crowd going. What is their end goal? And this goes back to my first point. If there's another hour on the show to establish more feuds, more setups, I swear, man, they need some sort of qualifier to get something, right? There has to be a secondary goal that people who aren't in the main event are striving for. And it can't be just United States Championship gold, right? It can't just be tag team gold or whatever. So that's why I really enjoyed the Money in the Bank workup, because they had a lot of qualifying matches where people got to come out and do certain things. With an extra hour, you could have packed a lot more stuff in there, added some storylines, used those qualifying matches to further new feuds and builds and, you know, whatever. Which, you know, to be fair, I think that's what the Andrade and Carmelo Hayes match was this past week, but who knows? What do you think, guys? Let me know in the comments what your hot takes are on SmackDown. Does it need a new hour? Do they need a new show? Do they need to elevate Main Event or whatever those other shows are that no one watches into the limelight? Let me know. Thank you so much for listening to this impromptu podcast. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.